maybe you or someone you know was victimized by that massive unemployment scam that ran its course through the pandemic for many months. A lot of people were victimized by this. So after Illinois endured that massive wave of fraud, a cybersecurity expert appeared before state lawmakers and said, you know what, that's just the beginning. We really have to take cybersecurity so seriously. Representative Lamont Robinson is the chair of the House Committee on Cybersecurity and is joining us here on GN right now. How you doing, Representative?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
Okay. You got any voices that you'd like to hear on your smart speaker that might be your perfect voice? Anything top of mind?
You know, I just was thinking about Oprah, and
she'd be great.
I want a car as well.
Right. Well, she's got so many tones, you know, the way she just adjusts to just the moment. I like that one. I like that one. Let's talk about this, though, the cybersecurity thing. I mean, when we've opened the phone lines in the past and talked about how many, just if our listeners alone have been impacted by that unemployment scam, it's scary, I got to say, Lamont, and it's also, it's just something that I know you all are trying to take a look at there. Tell us what you're concerned about.
Well, the concern is, do we have the apparatuses to stop what we're seeing happening across the country? And as the chair of the Cybersecurity and Data Analytics Committee, I brought together, as you mentioned, some experts across the country to take a look at what we need to do in the state of Illinois. And what was suggested is that we need to go out for bid, and we need to bring some private experts in to give us some insight on how do we make sure that we are protecting the citizens in the state of Illinois. And then also, my commitment is for us to be able to be the spokes city, so to speak, or a state that has gotten it right by 2026. We are a great state, and we can get this done, I believe, by 2026, but there's going to take a lot of work to do so. And I know the governor and his staff are working diligently to get this done. But that is why it's important for us to, again, go out for bid and for us to bring some outside experts in to really get at what we need to do in the state of Illinois to protect our citizens.
Yeah, I'd agree. I'm looking here. It's a Tribune article. And it says here the fake claims may have diverted more than $1 billion intended for Illinois workers who were laid off during the pandemic. $1 billion. Is it possible it was that high, Representative? That seems huge.
It is. It is. And you know, there's not an exact amount. That's a rough amount, but that's a lot of money. And it's money that our working families need across the state. And it's also money the state needs, as we all know.
Mm-hmm. And then you look at the after effects of that, too. It isn't just the money diverted that you were expected coming your way at a really difficult time, but it also, it's sort of that extra surprise later that they have your personal information and it's out there, and that there could be another shoe to drop, and that, you know, you could be victimized again and again. It's a real concern.
It absolutely is, which is why the House committee got together to bring this to light. And I am so glad that the Tribune put the article out. I am so glad that you're aligned with this opportunity today to speak on this issue. But again, we could get through this, but we're going to have to get some outside experts in to be able to let us know how to work through this. And I know the governor's office is, we have their commitment to getting this done as well.
Yeah, I'm looking here. With the technology that exists, you can make this happen. And I know you heard this in your committee. You can get a package delivered by Amazon in a trustworthy manner and track it at every step. You can make a transaction on a bank account safe. There has to be a way for these government programs to be more secure. And that's what you're saying would be satisfied if you look at the very best cybersecurity experts out there who can aid the state with what is probably going to be a major undertaking, but it's doable.
It absolutely is, which is, again, why the hearing was important to bring those experts together. But we need to be able to put out the bid, have experts come to our state to assist us. We cannot work in a vacuum. We cannot expect our current structure to push through and correct these issues. We're going to have to bring someone in. We have the resources to do so. We have the will to do so. We have the commitment. We just need to get it done.
Okay, and what do you advise? I'm sure you've heard from folks in your district who've been victimized by this scam, or somebody they know, somebody in their family has been victimized by the unemployment scam. Are you directing them to a certain place, and have you handled that in a certain way?
So there's a couple ways. Number one is the Attorney General's office has set up a hotline, reaching out to your state rep, certainly with your viewers, whether you're in the 5th District, which is the district that I represent. If I can help any of your viewers, you can reach out to me at Lamont@LamontJRobinson.com. Again, that's Lamont, L-A-M-O-N-T, at LamontJRobinson.com. We can certainly get folks to the right folks to be able to assist them if there are some issues out there. Be happy to do so.
All right, that sounds good, and it certainly seems good that you're trying to get in front of this, because it does seem as if this is a place where so many resources need to go. I mean, when you see folks like the Pentagon get hacked or a pipeline get hacked, and they feel like they've got adequate security systems or the very best security systems in place, it simply shows that government is vulnerable too, and all of us are. It's something to be mindful about. What's the next step here, Representative Robinson? Where do you go from here, and how can people give you some input if they have experiences they want to share, or they want to contact the committee and let them know what they think?
Sure. As a committee chair, again, certainly we need folks to assist us. We don't know everything, which is certainly shown. But please reach out to me at Lamont, L-A-M-O-N-T, at LamontJRobinson.com. And the next step is for us to, again, go out to bid. We had two companies at my hearing. I hope that those two companies will certainly put a bid in for us to be able to move the state forward, for us to put systems in place to be able to protect our citizens across the entire state. That's the first step.
Representative Robinson, I thank you for the time today. Thanks for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're doing. Important stuff. Appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity. Stay well.
Representative Lamont Robinson, he is the Illinois House Committee Chair on Cybersecurity. So that's what they're looking into in the wake of all of that unemployment fraud.